Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. We're going to begin this morning with some music by Karl Orff from his well-known work, Carmina Burana. Now, the work was premiered in Frankfurt back in 1937, and since then, these settings of earthly poems on drinking, love, and fate by, get this, medieval monks have become all the more popular cantatas of the 20th century. The Wheel of Fortune chorus, which we'll be hearing, has been used in numerous commercials and films. You may recognize it if you've ever watched The Omen. To perform it this morning are the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra and Chorus, with Riccardo Muti conducting. Okay, I know that wasn't fair. I just wanted to get something to get all of you up on this beautiful Sunday morning. That was the Philharmonia Orchestra and Chorus with Riccardo Muti conducting. Music by Karl Orff, The Wheel of Fortune from Carmina Burana. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. We're going to move on with some music by Mendelssohn. He traveled back in 1829 at the tender age of 20 on one of his many visits to Britain, but this time he made it as far north as Fingal's Cave on the island of Staffa. Now, the feelings of the island arose in him, and provoked by the majestic swells of the ocean, it became the inspiration for his incredible work, Fingal's Cave. Here are the Royal Scottish National Orchestra with Sir Alexander Gibson conducting.
Thank you.
Royal Scottish National Orchestra with Sir Alexander Gibson conducting. That was Fingal's Cave by Mendelssohn.
This year, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of Canada and Abbott Canada are launching a new scholarship program in support of inflammatory bowel disease, IBD, and student care. The organizations will extend 7 one-time scholarships of up to $5,000 Canadian to students living with IBD who are entering into or currently attending a post-secondary educational institution. For more information and eligibility, please visit ccfc.ca.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it's time on the program, well, I moved it up a little bit this week for a little bit of oboe music. And this is one of my favorites. Originally attributed to his younger brother Benedetto, Alessandro Marcello's Concerto for Oboe and Strings is hauntingly beautiful, especially in the second movement. Now, he was an amateur musician, a near contemporary of Bach's, as he was born back in 1684, and Bach himself did, in fact, transcribe this work for harpsichord in 1717. We're going to hear a lovely performance this morning by Joseph Kiss and the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Joseph Kiss and the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra. That was Marcello's Oboe Concerto.
Mischievous moon.
The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival and CITR present Jill Barber.
It took me by surprise.
On June 30th, come to Performance Works on Granville Island to hear music that is jazzy and classy, lyrical and dreamy, and of course, that beautiful voice.
Are you angry with me?
For more details and tickets, go to vanjazzfest.ca.
Did I do something wrong?
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. This is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And if you do like silent films and classical music, you're going to enjoy this next offering by the Alloy Orchestra. Since their first performance on December 31st back in 1990 in Boston, the Alloy Orchestra has developed an extensive repertoire of music and interesting sounds that they perform during the projections of silent films. The three musicians use an array of found objects and electronics, as well as some percussion, some wind, and some keyboard instruments. These selections are from the movie Metropolis. Here is the Alloy Orchestra.
We'll be right back.
The Alloy Orchestra with new music for silent films. That was selection for the movie Metropolis. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. And I'm giving in. I know I shouldn't, but they're popular, talented, and very entertaining. Here are the members of Il Divo.
Solo sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole. se non ci sei tu con me, con me.
Su le finestre mostra tutto il mio cuore che hai acceso. Chiudi dentro me la luce che hai incontrato per strada.
Just love to hear those high notes on a Sunday morning. That was Il Divo with Time to Say Goodbye. We also heard another selection from their CD Wicked Game called Sempre Sempre. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. We're going to continue with some music by Samuel Barber, his beautiful Adagio for Strings. It was arranged back in 1937 after the slow movement of his string quartet and became one of the most popular American works performed. It was premiered by none other than Arturo Toscanini with the NBC Symphony Orchestra back in 1938. And this morning we're going to hear a performance by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra with Jukka-Pekka Sarasate conducting. The Scottish Chamber Orchestra with Jukka-Pekka Sarasate conducting. That was Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. And you have been listening this Sunday morning to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Stay tuned now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio, with the very talented Worku. And I'm going to leave you now with an artist who is perhaps the most compelling CD cover I have ever seen. Here is the Voodoo Princess herself, Christina Lindhardt.